I don't miss you. I'm not.
What's up, Affiliate Empire? Adam's just running his mouth over there. Just
don't
zip it, okay?
Hey,
I'm going live here, okay? Beat it. We're changing things up tonight because TikTok sucks.
Yeah,
so
no more TikTok.
We got Facebook, we got the gram, and we got the tube, and we're gonna fire up the
there
tube now and get it rolling.
Evan wants to know what we're doing. We're gonna be talking about money, taxes,
rich people,
wealth,
money management, how to get rich, how to get ahead, how to make some money, how to get excited, how to get pumped. Woo! We're gonna make money exciting.
All the fun things. If you guys ever have any questions as we go through, feel free to throw them in the chat. If I don't get to you right away, because we're on multiple platforms, I'll get to you after. Justin's just trying to figure out YouTube here.
Okay.
Oh,
I think we're good.
Oh. Creating a stream.
Come on.
Holy. You can tell it's his first time. There we go. All right.
Live. What's up, YouTube?
Cool.
Today, we are going to be talking about money and finances. And if you guys like us, like or dislike or hit subscribe, leave a comment, leave a question, leave whatever you really want, because it really doesn't matter, because you're helping us out. So we appreciate the support from you, and I hope you guys can get something out of this. Today, we're going to talk about a little bit controversial subject. The rich and their taxes and why they don't pay any of them. So first thing, right off the bat, the rich do pay taxes, so good night. Thanks for coming.
That'd be easy, right?
Oh, they do. Okay, anybody who goes,
the rich don't
pay taxes and it's not fair. It's not true. Also, the rich do pay taxes. They just pay less than I probably paid this year because they're smarter than me.
Yeah, and a lot of the times too, you have to realize that their business pays a lot of the tax and not so much like them as a person. I know this personally because I own a couple businesses now. For instance, my Decking company, which is a construction company, it pays tens of thousands of dollars in tax, but I personally don't have to because I pay myself in dividends through it. So there's obviously a lot less tax when it comes to dividends. And that's kind of how the rich hide their money. They don't have to pay a ton of income tax. And when everyone says, oh, we want to see your income tax statement and how much money you're making, it's just a totally different scenario because business owners, which are typically a little bit wealthier than someone that's an employee, they don't have to pay the same tax, and they have a lot of things called tax write-offs, right? So when you're rich,
deductions,
like,
which are fully legal,
business
owner knows.
Yeah, every business owner knows it. You know all the things. So if you're an employee, you still pay a cell phone bill, you still pay your internet, you still pay your mortgage or rent, you still pay your hydro bill, you still pay for gas in your car, insurance on your vehicle, you pay for repairs on your vehicle. If you buy a laptop or a new phone, like all those things that you already pay for are actually a tax deductible if you're a business owner. So all
office
those things.
Expenses, and if you have a home office, like
yeah.
Both of I do, us do, we're in Adams right now,
mm-hmm.
Tax write-off. The power for you miss, tax write-off. The heating, the water. He doesn't have water in here. If you have a sink in here, water write-off.
Yeah.
And I've been doing a lot of research lately, and I thought that the rich, the super rich, the well-invested people just paid themselves less to get down into the lower tax brackets, because the more you make a year, the more money in taxes you pay. A higher percentage of your income you pay in income tax. That's how it works. The more you make, the more you pay. So I thought that the super rich just paid themselves a little bit. No, the super rich and successful have zero earned income. They live off of their investments, off of their passive income, which is taxed substantially less.
Yeah.
So you go and look at Canadians, your T4 statement, your income earned last year, what's his name? Bill Gates probably earned $0 last year, which means he paid $0 in income tax. But guess what? He has businesses and he has investments and he has God only knows how much shit this paying him passive income, he doesn't need an earned income. Why pay, why give away money to the government if you don't have to?
Yeah. And so I got someone saying small businesses pay the most tax, rumors have it. Okay, so rumors are not true. Someone that is self-employed pays a lot of tax. So if you're someone, let's say you're a drywaller, a painter, a carpenter, an electrician, and you say you have a business, but you're the only person that works for that business, and you collect all the money from that business, and you call yourself a small business owner, yeah, you're going to pay a lot more tax. So technically, if you're a small business owner, but you don't have any employees and you do all the things, you're the accountant, the salesperson, the installer, the worker, all those things, you have some tax write-offs. But yes, you do pay quite a bit in tax in comparison to someone that owns a real business. And a real business is a system. So hopefully that answers your question.
But still, if you're just self-employed by yourself, you still get to collect all the tax deductions that come with it. All the business expenses are still write off.
Yeah, but most small business owners, and I've like experienced this myself when I was self-employed, they actually don't have quite as many tax write offs if you don't have an LLC or incorporated. And if you're the only person earning an income, then you are still getting taxed pretty hard.
Right. Why don't you explain to everyone watching right now what a tax write-off is, what a tax deduction works.
So anything that can be considered...
Anybody know, drop in a comment. You got a little thumbs up or something? You know what a tax write-off is? Tax deduction is? We're going to tell you anyways. But yeah,
so
leave us a comment.
A tax write-off is when you spend money to help your business or spend money where it can be used for business. So again, if you have a home-based business, which is one of the things that we have, then obviously our internet is considered a write-off because we use it for business, okay? Same thing with your vehicle. If you, let's say you put a magnet on your vehicle that like sponsors your business, or you use your vehicles for deliveries or to do sales with your business, then you can write off a portion of your gas, right? If you use your...
And insurance.
Yeah, and insurance and vehicle repair as well, maintenance. If your cell phone number is considered a business number, then you can write off your cell phone and its plan, right?
So, and you know what's awesome? You go on vacation and you meet somebody down there, a client or a potential client. Guess what? Your holidays is a tax deduction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we went to Mexico in 2019 because that's like the last time we were allowed to go anywhere. We went there for a seminar for business, and we also brought our laptop. So we were able to write off the entire trip, and it was like a 5-star all-inclusive at Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. It was like, I think it was close to $7,000 when all was said and done between Rachel and I, and the entire thing was a tax write-off. So imagine that $7,000 was able to bring you down a tax bracket. So instead of paying, let's say 37%, you went down to like 32. Well, you just save 5% on your entire income tax for the year. Although you're still paying it as an employee, right? So you're still paying it. So at the end of the year, when you do your taxes and you pay an accountant, which I highly recommend you do, you get that 5% back, which is really nice.
I love, you know, this opportunity that we're involved in. You guys get into business with us. Any initial investment that you have to put in, you get back at the end of the year. Any of your, like you said, any of those deductions that we just talked about are going to be a tax write-off. They're going to be your deductions that you get at the end of the year. Like, this business is basically a no-brainer.
it's so hard to try and get through to some people.
You can do this while you continue to go to work. Nothing's going to change. Everything's going to get better because you're going to have guys like us and all the guys on our team that are giving you value and things to read and different ways to think. Ways to think like this instead of your employee mindset. You're going to get way further ahead in life. And let's just say for a second, I mean, I'm sure everybody here already knows this, but we're affiliate marketers. So let's just say for 1 second that you don't make a single sale in a year, which you're not gonna, because we're fucking awesome at it. And we're going to make sure that you do to make some cheddar cheese. But how many years do you get your? Do you get all the benefits of owning a business?
Three years.
Without a penny of income?
Yeah, 3 years.
So, seems to me like it's a pretty good idea.
You look at, so, and that's just if you're not making any profit whatsoever. Amazon and Uber both made zero profit. I'll have to like double check the facts, but I believe it was within their first 7 years the corporation didn't make a penny. They didn't have a profit. They were, every time that they made any money, they spent it on expansion. So Uber, which really doesn't make a lot of money. They were just trying to get into as many countries as possible, right? They're developing their app. They're promoting. Whenever they had excess money, they spent it. And what that did,
well spent, I would say.
Absolutely. And what that did was a lot, and you know, hire more employees, hire more programmers. Get more drivers out there, right? More advertising. And that allowed them to expand and expand and expand without the corporation actually making any money. So they didn't really have to pay much tax, if any. Same with Amazon. It was the same thing. They started out, Amazon started as a book, an online bookstore, in case you guys didn't know that. They just were going to sell books because books are a huge industry, right? And then all of a sudden...
Well, they used to be. Amazon started what, 10 years ago or something, or
I think longer
than that?
Yeah, I think it was, I want to say 2008, 2009, something like that. So, yeah, around a decade. But they didn't make any money while they were expanding, and they're always expanding. I mean, now they're trying to have their own vehicles for delivery. They're trying to have warehouses all over the world. They're going to have their own...
their drones. Are they still doing that?
Yeah, they're working on drones. Yeah,
I don't know the world we live in.
Yeah, their own, and then their own airplanes, like everything. They want to be self-sufficient because, I mean, they were using UPS, and then they couldn't handle it, so they started using FedEx as well, and like it's just they're growing so fast because they're putting all their business profits into expansion.
And that, by the way, is how you build a good business. You find something that everybody in the world will use. There's so many Jeff Bezos haters out there.
Oh, yeah.
It's not fair. He doesn't pay enough taxes. That rich bastard, he's taken from all of it. Stop using it! I use Amazon. Well, my wife uses Amazon probably every day.
Yeah.
You want to know why he's so huge and his company's worth so much? And by the way, net worth is not the amount that's in your bank account. Jeff Bezos doesn't have $140 billion in his savings account.
No.
He probably has a couple million in his savings account. That's it. All the rest is tied up in investments and his business. But back to what I was saying. I don't even know what I was saying. I mean, you can't hit on Jeff Bezos because we're all using his system because it's fucking awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the thing, right? Like, so the reason the government gives so many tax write-offs to business owners is because a business owner creates a bunch of employees, and all the employees pay income tax. So you look at Jeff Bezos. How many employees does Amazon have?
950,000 in the U.S.
Right, and then that's not including the UPS and FedEx people because they're separate. That doesn't include the pilots that pilot the airplanes, right? Because they don't own all their airplanes yet. That doesn't include the manufacturers of the products. That doesn't include the packaging of the products. That is just Amazon. So if you really think about it, you're looking at millions of people that are all paying income tax. So they're saying, hey, yeah, Jeff Bezos, since you created all this wealth for other people and we're taxing them, we're not going to tax you as much. And people say, that's so unfair that he did that. And yet... You know,
ask those 950,000 families what they think about Jeff Bezos, if that's fair or not.
Yeah, exactly. And this is a great way to look at it. Amazon is actually a $1 trillion company, and he has about 150 billion of it. That means that he has created $850 billion of wealth for other people. So when you say that's, it's so unfair that he doesn't pay enough tax and I pay more tax than he does, well, then create more value for other people. Stop just getting by and just making enough money to take care of your family. Go and create $850 billion of wealth for other people and then go talk about how upset you are that he doesn't pay as much tax. Like, that's crazy.
And if you had the chance to change shoes with Jeff Bezos, every single one of you would in a second. Or at least his financial situation. Because come on!
I bet if you guys looked at his work ethic, you guys would all say, no, I wouldn't do that. I guarantee, especially those of you that are employee and then you're too afraid to actually jump into business because you don't want to take risk with your couple $100 a month. Oh, I don't want to risk a couple $100 a month, so I'm just going to stay safe and make sure I can pay my bills every month. That's so crazy. And then you complain.
Safety, or to get security, you have to give up your freedom. To get freedom, you have to give up your security.
That's right.
But I know everybody in this group is a bunch of fucking hardworking savages. Everybody in that group probably are. Everybody on YouTube, we're not sure because we're just getting started. I'm not going to share who's going to flow in. But you guys are working your asses off every single day. There's no doubt that you can't funnel that work ethic into something else. I mean, an online business, what we're doing is just a new skill that needs to be learned. It's not scary. It's not nerve-wracking. It requires a commitment and it requires time.
And it requires courage. Courage.
You heard him. Courage.
Courage.
Don't be scared.
Don't be a little sheep. Be a lion.
Being scared ain't gonna get you nowhere.
No.
It's gonna keep you in the rat race. Stuck in that wheel. Never getting anywhere.
If you're gonna be scared of something, be scared of being the exact same place a year from now.
That's scary. Or be scared of retirement.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, are you just like stuck? You can't. You're always trying to get to next month or next paycheck, and you just can't quite get there because something always comes up. There's next month. It's going to be next month. Next month, I'm going to buy that jacket. Next month, I'm going to be buying that watch. Don't buy jackets or watches. Put that in your list so you can make money. But the point is, there's always next month because you haven't fucking changed anything. If you don't make a change, how can you expect a change? Yeah. That is the definition of insanity. You expect a different outcome when you don't actually change anything.
Yeah, I started asking my leads, and I think this is hilarious. It would be hilarious if any of you are watching right now, but I said, I asked them, hey, have you had a chance to check out the link I sent, like, with our business? And they're like, oh, I've been so busy. Like, hey, no worries, man. Hey, we're going into the weekend. What's a really good Netflix series to watch? And they all answered. They all had a Netflix series to watch, but they couldn't watch information on how to completely change their life.
I haven't watched a series on Netflix.
How fucked up is that? Like, holy shit, you guys.
You know what's
And then
more
you wonder
fun?
Why you're not getting ahead.
You know what's more enjoyable than watching series on Netflix?
Creating your own story.
Making fucking money! I love making money! I get up in the morning and I'm pumped to get back to work, get back to business. You know, stand up late, replying on my phone, doing the steps. Like, it's fun because you're getting ahead and you know you're not going to have to work until you're 65 driving that truck or swinging that hammer or doing whatever you YouTubers do. Maybe there's some YouTuber millionaires that are getting by a lot easier than us. But you guys, you want to work till you're fucking 65 and have no retirement? Cause I don't.
Yeah, I'll be 35 in December, and I might as well be retired right now. Like, I do not do shit. The last two
I
days,
know our boy Colby's watching in there. We were talking today. He was working from the golf course.
Yeah, he was on the golf course.
And they were trying to get me in there, and I'll never golf. The worst game in the entire world.
He can't handle this. He can't handle sport. He can't handle the drinking aspect.
It's not even happened. A sport. And if you disagree with me, throw me some hate because I can take it.
Oh shit.
But and if you guys in the middle here, like and subscribe, leave us a comment, leave us whatever you want.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's pretty cool. I mean, again, it just comes down to understanding how the world works and not being upset about it because hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's not going to change for you unless you do something about it. Everyone has the same benefits, loopholes, and opportunities. You just have to take advantage of them.
And you have to learn how they work, which is what you guys in that group are doing. And I'm hoping that's what Adam has been teaching you guys on the gram. I mean, yeah, these rules, loopholes, are available to everybody. I mean, anybody can start their own business. And they can start getting tax write-offs. which is the simplest of the simple of the loopholes, but anybody in the fucking world can start their own business.
90% of the time, if you start your own business, especially with what we do, affiliate marketing, with those 3 years of tax advantages, again, if you made no sales, your own income tax would pay for it almost three times.
And if you're on somebody else's team, you might not make any sales. But if you're on this guy's team, or if you're on this guy's team, you're making sales.
You're making sales and you're making money. The fuck out of you. One or the other. Like, I'll be on your ass, but...
If you want to be, you need a push, we'll give you a push. Communicate. Tell us what you need. Tell us what you want to do. The guys in here are here because they want to get fucking filthy, stinking rich, like I do. Call that greedy. Call that whatever you want. I want the freedom for my family. I want to not have to stress anymore, ever, because I've been stressing about my finances since I was about 12 years old, because my dad raised me to constantly be thinking. Finances and money are always on my mind. Maybe it's not healthy, probably not healthy, but it's true. And I'm going to fucking get out of that. And you guys are coming with me.
You know, they say that money can't buy happiness. And I don't know if anyone knows who Dan Pena is, but he said, if you believe that money can't buy happiness, then you're shopping in the wrong spot.
Or you're fucking broke and you're scared to admit it. You're scared to admit that money is important.
Yeah, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Everyone watching in all groups, money is a very important part of life. It just is. And you don't need to have any emotional tie to it, although you can. It's just a tool. It's just a tool, right? And the more you have of it, the more you can use it. And you can use it for good things. You can be charitable. You can, you know, donate to your local church. You can build a school. You can help world hunger. You can help your family. Right?
You can take your boy JJ down to Mexico.
Buy a yacht. There's lots of things you can do, right? So money is just a tool. And actually, in my opinion, money is the thing that actually is the greatest exposer, right? So what I mean by that is someone that is a terrible person, when they're given a lot of money, will do more bad things. Someone that is kind-hearted and enjoys helping other people, when they're given more money, they will help more people. That's the greatness of money. And other people just think, well, if you have money, you're just greedy. If you have money, then you have to have tax loopholes. If you have money, then you're the root of all evil. And it's just, that is why you're stuck. That's why you're never going to make money. And people are afraid to make too much money because of what other people will think of them, which is totally fucked up.
People are afraid to even talk about money, which I don't understand at all. But
it's the worst.
Yeah, we're not saying that money's more important than family or anything like that, but money buys you comfort. Money buys you freedom. Money buys you all of the things that you want in life.
Money builds hospitals. Money buys food for homeless people.
Everyone, here's another rich guy that probably didn't pay very many taxes. Shit. John D. Rockefeller, for all you conspiracy theorists that hate the fellers out there.
I still have yet to really dive into his story.
Oh my god, it's fucking awesome. Started from nowhere. Started from ground zero, the very bottom. He was born in like a one-room log cabin or something like that. Go on to Wikipedia and check him out. That evil, evil man that has the world in the palm of his hands gave away more money in the end of his life than most people will ever fucking make, ever. Yeah. Probably more than about 90% of the population combined.
Yeah.
That fucker gave away. That either evil, evil Mr. Rockefeller.
Yeah.
I don't know what his family's doing now. Maybe they are illegal. But the first one wasn't. And he was rich as shit.
Yeah. And you look at like guys like Grant Cardone, who a lot of people hate Grant Cardone. Because he's very in your face. He loves to show off his jet. All the things he worked really hard for. But
if you had a jet, you would show it off too.
But a lot of people... you know, they don't like seeing that stuff. They don't like that he brags about it. But if you don't know his actual story, like, he was a drug addict with, like, $5 in his pocket. I believe at, what, 30? 25? 25, 30?
Yeah, I think he was right around 30 when he decided to turn his life around.
Yeah, at 30 years old, he decided, okay, I'm done playing small. I'm tired of being average. I'm going to go after this thing called money, and I'm going to stop abusing my body.
And he was a salesman. He was a car salesman.
He was a car salesman.
So you know what he decided to do? He decided to stop watching Netflix and sitting on his ass on Friday night and drinking. he decided to stop sitting around. He's like, I'm going to no longer do drugs, so I need to stay focused on something else that's going to get me the life I want to live and keep me away from getting distracted by these drugs. So he just decided it's time to become the best fucking salesman I can be.
Yeah.
You hate on salesmen, you think they're slimy or greasy. I also don't agree with that. I know you don't either. But he became the best that you can be. And then he started teaching people, giving to people, helping people, training them how to be salesmen, how to be better salesmen. The reason why Grant Cardone is in the position that he's in, and I'm a huge fan, is because he's fucking awesome, he has a great product, and he helps people get what they want.
Yeah. And if you don't, if you hate salespeople or you're, you know, you think all salespeople are greedy or slimy or whatever, you just gotta take a quick look at yourself, okay? Everything in life is sales. When you're trying to get your kids to go to bed, you're like selling them on it. When you go to marry the person that you fall in love with, you're trying to sell them on a life with you.
My wife didn't want anything to do with me. Nothing. For weeks. Months.
Yeah. Months. So, you know, if you're going to a job interview, what are you trying to do? You're trying to sell yourself to your employer. When you go buy a house, someone sells it to you. Anything you buy is sold to you. Like, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but sales is everywhere. So just kind of like, I would recommend that you just like unclench your cheeks and pull your head out of your ass a little bit and just realize that sales is a part of life. Just like money is not the root of all evil.
And if you want to be a great husband or wife or boyfriend, or you're in a relationship, any kind of relationship whatsoever, you want to be a great parent, you want to be a great employee, it's going to require you to be a great communicator, which is what sales is.
Yeah.
When I started this, I was a dog shit communicator. And I hope my wife's watching because she's going to like right now because she knows it's true.
Yeah.
I have learned so much just by taking this opportunity. And then Adam's like, read this book, watch this audio program, listen to this audio book, listen to this podcast, do this, do that, do this. And, like, I have come fucking leaps and bounds. Not talking about the sales and where my business is at. Just the skills that I have learned since starting this. I'm a completely different person. For the better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too. I mean, I was a very negative person to the point where, like, I would want to, like, fight people in traffic. Like, just terrible, terrible. Like, I would go to the work sites and construction sites, complain all day about taxes and the commute and the price of gas and all this other bullshit that, I mean, I could have changed, right? I got Spencer over here saying, my cheeks are pretty clenched. Unclench them, Spencer.
There is greasy salesmen out there.
Yeah.
And guess what? There's also shitty mechanics out there that are going to rob you, and there's also slimy truck drivers out there that are going to fuck you, and there's also really bad bosses out there. There's shitty people everywhere. But sales is not a slimy thing or a slimy career.
Yeah, and you look at all industries, even doctors, okay? There's slimy doctors out there. There's slimy lawyers, obviously. Slimy accountants.
There's also shitty doctors and shitty lawyers and shitty accountants.
How about police officers, right? Like judges, juries. Like, just think about every single occupation out there. There are bad people in every industry.
They're just people.
That doesn't mean that every single person in a certain industry are bad. But you just have this weird inclination where all salespeople are bad. All business owners are bad. All rich people are bad. Because that's what the media tells you. That's what you've learned growing up. And you're fucking jealous of people. Really?
That's true. I was jealous of you.
Really?
Yeah. I was pissed. I didn't want to talk to you. I'm like, all right. Adam started this online thing. Like, I can't wait till it falls on his face. Because I was fucking jealous that he had the balls to step outside his comfort zone and do this. So I'm seeing you shit on Facebook and on social media all the time. And I'm like, what the fuck is he doing? And because he's my brother-in-law. Do you know this?
No.
You don't have to. So we're going to get a fight later today. So I'm like, all right, this is going to fail, and I can't wait, because I'm just a fucking miserable person, because I'm not where I want to be. Honestly, that's what it was. I get, looking back, honestly, 100%, I was fucking jealous that he was taking this step, taking this leap of faith, and going towards what he fucking wanted. And I'm like, I'm stuck in a truck, miserable, because I can only make so much money and I have no option to ever make any more. So then this motherfucker started making money.
That's me.
And he paid off all his debt. And then he bought a house. And it was at that point where I'm like,
well, for fuck's sakes.
And then my wife made me read a book. And the book basically said, if you're jealous, you're stupid. And you're going to get nowhere in life. Because jealousy is only holding you back. Really.
Yeah.
You're jealous about your girlfriend or your wife or what she's doing or where she's going. Like, does that affect her? Maybe it affects the relationship, but it's ruining your Friday night. It's weighing on you. You're pissed off about your ex that you haven't spoken to in 5 years because they're doing something or they're with somebody that's better looking or whatever. Like, they don't fucking know that you're jealous. It's only holding you back. Jealousy is only ever going to hold you down. Yeah. So the first thing you got to do is get rid of that shit, like I did, by reading a book. And then I reached out to
him. What was the name of the book?
It was called The Energy Bus.
Ah, The Energy Bus. Yeah. That's a good one.
That
Energy Bus is a great book.
It's like this thick.
It's small.
It's just a teeny tiny little book. And my wife gave it to me. She's like, read this book. I'm like, nuh-uh. I ain't reading no fucking self-help, self-development bullshit. I watched The Yellowstone. And I'm like, fucking John Dutton over here. And she's like, just read it. Just humor me. Look at it. It's like 100 pages. Just read this fucking book. I read it. I can't believe I'm going to say this on camera. I had a little tear. I had a little cry. Because I'm like, this miserable fuck is me. And then as soon as I finished that, oh, weird. It was like a little light went off. It's like, bing. I reached out to him. I'm like, hey, can you help me? Can you help me get to where I want to be? I see what you've been doing. I see that you're obviously making money because you just bought a house. Can I do this from where I'm at, from my truck? I'm a truck driver by trade. And he's like, well, if you want it bad enough, is it going to be easy for you? Probably not. Do you want this? You want to get rich? Do you want to buy your freedom? I'm like, shit, yeah, dog. I'm going to start it the next day. And I haven't looked back since. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had been thinking about it for years, but I'm like, oh, maybe I shouldn't start, maybe next week, maybe next year, maybe next month. He's like, do this, do these steps, and let's go. Yeah. So I went. I went for it.
One of the biggest problems with starting something new is like, the book title is The Energy Bus.
By John Gordon.
Really good book. It's very small too, but it's really, really good. So a lot of people get stuck in analysis paralysis. So what that means is you're constantly trying to do your research and learn about the industry first and figure it out and make sure you're not making a mistake. And what you end up doing is you're just constantly researching. You don't take any action.
You're not taking action.
I mean, can you imagine for all of you out here that are parents, or maybe even remember when you were being taught how to ride a bike, would you ever tell your kid, okay, I want you to read these three books on riding a bike before you jump on?
And you have to be a professional rider before you even try.
Make sure that you read all these books. Hey, I want you to Google and YouTube how to ride a bike.
We're before make sure we you go don't out there. Fall. You never
we
fall.
Yeah, we don't. We want to make sure that you never, ever fall off the bike. We do all your research first. Watch the YouTube videos. Listen to all the comments and commentary and all the people that give bad reviews on riding a bike. And then you go look on Google. Oh, well, if you ride a bike and you fall on your elbow, you could break it. Oh, I know a person that when they rode their first bike, they skid their knee. Oh, I know a person that rode their bike and got hit by a car.
I know a person that tried riding their bike and they hurt their knee and they gave up and they told me that bike riding doesn't work. No, your friend fucking gave up.
Yeah, I literally had a guy, I had high hopes for him. His dad was a salesman. He's a very ambitious person, very young, but he was given her. And when we jumped on a Zoom call, And every time I was like, hey, like, what would stop me from getting started? Every time, I just want to do my own research. I hope you're watching. I hope you watch this replay. And I'm going to go do my own research. And I stopped messaging Matt for that. I won't. Because I know that he's stuck in analysis paralysis. And he's just looking for some fucking yellow brick road that's saying, just go do it. Everything's going to be fine. And that's why he'll never be successful in business.
You guys want to know a true story?
Yes?
Yeah. I did a rental on my house a few years ago. I did an addition. And I hired the father of one of my best friends. And he's like a jack of all trades guy. Like, I'm like, hey, can you help me with the siding? He goes, yep. I'm like, can you help me with the tile work in my bathroom? He goes, yep. I'm like, can you help me with the flooring? He goes, yep. I'm like, I'm impressed because I know a lot of shit from my dad, but like, this guy knew more than my dad knew, which is quite a bit. Anytime I would ask him, you know how to do this? Yep. Anyways, one day, it was actually when we were tiling the shower together. He was letting me help him out and learn some stuff. And I asked him, I'm like, how do you know all of this stuff? Like, you know all of the random small little odd jobs. Like, you know everything. He goes, whenever a customer asks me, do you know how to do this? I say, yes. And then I go home. And I watch a YouTube video on it, and I go to work the next day, and I just fucking do it. I'm like, so what you're saying, my builder that I've had spent and given thousands of dollars to, is you fake it till you make it. He's like, that's exactly what I'm saying. And guess what? He's fucking great at his job. Maybe he didn't need a job on the house. I don't know. Maybe he'd never even done it before.
Yeah. Yeah.
And figure it out as you go.
That's the thing. You figure it out as you go. And you can't just be afraid every time you have to learn something new.
You're never going to be ready.
Never.
You're never going to be ready to be a parent. You're never going to be ready to be a husband or a wife. You're never going to be ready.
No, you'll never be ready to start a business. You'll never be ready to do sales. You'll never be ready to start managing your money. You'll never be ready to buy your first home. You'll never be ready to go on some crazy vacation.
You'll never be ready to make your first investment. You're never going to be ready to start your budget or to start putting 10% aside. Like, I can do it. Tear that bandaid off. Quit thinking about it.
Yeah, exactly. You're just, and this is the other thing that's really important. And if you take anything from this, listen to this. Time is your most valuable asset and you will never, ever, ever get it back. So every day that you're postponing doing something that you know that you enjoy, you know that is your way out, your road to freedom, the way to get to your goals, every day you put off doing it, is a day added at the end of your life and you have no idea how long you have. You never know, right? So why wait? Why wait? Is money stopping you? That's crazy.
Money comes and goes.
Money comes and goes no matter what. You're gonna be in debt probably for the rest of your life. You should be in debt the rest of your life. You should use debt to make more money.
A major reason why that stopped me from doing this at the beginning was I was worried about what people were gonna say, because I come from a blue-collar background. Like, nobody in my family or friends group has ever done this other than Adam. And I was really nervous about what people were going to say. My friends, I had three friends in particular that I'm thinking of right now, that I was really worried about them, about what they were going to think about me coming into the online space and doing something new. And it happens so rarely that I don't even think about this as a reason anymore. But I mean, once I started and I reached out to them, I'm like, hey guys, I'm trying this new thing. All three of them are actually business owners. One owns excavators, one owns tow trucks, the other one owns crane trucks. And they're all like, fucking good for you, man. You got an opportunity to make money? Go for it. Take it and run. Do all you can. Fuck the haters.
Yeah.
If anybody tells you that you shouldn't or you can't, fucking get rid of them. You can do whatever the fuck you want, and we're going to teach you the skills that you need to do it. It's just up to you to do it.
And a lot of the time, just like Justin said, you're your own worst enemy.
You're
thinking in your head, you're overthinking, you think that everyone's going to hate what you're doing, you think everyone's going to judge you, you think everyone's going to care. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but no one really gives a shit that much. They don't give a fuck.
You're going to meet new people in this opportunity and on these two teams, especially right here, that you're going to connect with and become friends with.
Yeah.
Like, you're
some of my best friends I've never met in person.
You want to know what's funny? he's watching on that phone and not that phone right now.
Oh.
Hey, buddy, you know who you are.
Oh, my God.
Like, comment.
Unreal. Unreal.
Oh, does that hurt?
Well, I know where we're moving.
Not to Utah.
Not Utah, that's for sure. But, yeah, I mean, it really just comes down to you gotta, you know analysis paralysis, stop overthinking, do what makes you happy. And this is the thing, too. Everyone has a different goal, right? If your goal is to be filthy rich, then fucking go for it.
And be honest.
And
come
be
on,
honest.
Money's not a bad thing.
I am kind of, like, I don't need to be filthy rich. I just need to enjoy, I need to, like, experience a lot of things. I want to, and that's going to require money. I want to go to every major sporting event. I want to visit every NFL stadium. I want to travel the entire United States in an RV and meet my entire team. I want to never, ever have to say to anyone ever, I would love to, but I can't afford it, right? But I don't have like a dollar amount for me. Like I don't have a dollar amount I want. I don't need multi-millions of dollars in investments or whatever. I just want to do anything and everything I want, whenever I want, without ever having to say I can't afford to. And I know that's going to require money. So I'm going to get rich so that I can experience life to its fullest.
So you can do whatever you want.
So I can do whatever the fuck I want. I love spending money. I have an unhealthy obsession with spending money, I'll be honest.
And I'm sure there's about 90% of the people watching this that's like, well, I really enjoy my job. I love my job. That's fine.
It's fine. As long as you enjoy the paycheck that comes with it and the limitations that brings.
And really, if you really, really had the choice, if money was not an issue, if you could buy an RV, or a fucking airplane, like a personal airplane, or afford to go parachuting, whatever it is that you want to do. If you could do whatever you wanted to do, would you be working? Would you be going to work every day?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Yeah. Would you go to work and your kids not see you throughout the entire day? Like, that was one of the big things for me, too, is time. Again, it always comes back to time. Time equals wealth. Time is one of the things you'll never get back. If you have to go trade all of your time for money, is it really worth it?
Or you want to take winters off because working outside sucks? Or you want to take summers off because working in the summer sucks?
Or maybe you want to take summers off because your kids are out of school and you want to go fucking do shit with
that
them.
Is what freedom is, the definition of doing whatever you want.
And the other thing you have to ask yourself is when you go on vacation, do you want your income to go on vacation with you? Because if you have a job, that's what's going to happen. But
that's why I never go on vacations, because my entire vacation is ruined by the fact that I can't stop thinking not only about all the money I'm spending, about all the money I'm not making.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't factor that in. It's like, okay, I'm going to take a week-long vacation. It's going to cost me $5,000. But they don't factor in, well, I'm also losing an entire week of pay, right? And they come home and then they struggle for like 2 months to try and just get back on track. Well, that fucking sucks. That's the one great thing about working online is, like, you can do it part-time. So when you are on vacation, you can still make money.
And you can write that vacation off.
And then you can write the entire vacation off. So your own income tax pays for it.
Right,
it's
back
like,
to
oh,
taxes again.
Fuck,
full
yeah.
circle.
Yes, back to the tax thing, right?
Why do business owners always talk about taxes? Huh, weird, because they save a shit pile of money.
Because tax is the number one expense of every single person in North America. I don't know about all the other countries, I haven't done my research, but in North America specifically, tax is the number one thing that we pay out. You pay income tax, and then with the money you keep, you pay tax on your groceries and everything else, property tax. Here in BC, we got liquor tax, we got carbon tax, there's like a cigarette tax, I think. There's like a sugar tax or some fucking thing. There's like a tax on everything after you've already paid your income tax. How much money are you actually getting back? It's next to fuck all. If you're an employee, this is the definition of a no-brainer. Start an online business that costs you less than $300 a month, that gets you back a huge portion of your income tax, that allows you to write off all the things that you already spend money on, and then you also have a secondary source of income in case something bad happens.
And you get to do that while you're building your business. Exactly. While you're at work. While nothing changes.
We're talking, when I mean part-time, I literally mean 7 to 10 hours a week. That's all I could put in when I first started. 4 years
Which
ago.
Which is an hour a day.
Hour a day. I had a decking company and I was literally working 6-7 days a week, 10 hours a day on average. On average. There were days where I would leave my house at 5:30 in the morning to get to a certain lumberyard in the lower mainland, get there for 6, load my truck, get to the job site, do the job all day, change in my truck, go do sales quotes, and get home around 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night. My kids were already in bed. I might as well have been working out of town. And I just said at one point, you know what, if this is what business ownership is like, I don't want any part of it. And yes, there are certain things I could have done. I could have hired people. I could have done more marketing, but I didn't know back then. But at the end of the day, what I really wanted was to just have freedom. And affiliate marketing was the way out for me. And now,
funny enough, it came with a pay increase too for you.
Yes, it did.
a substantial
pay increase, yes.
Just back in Sweet.
I'll tell you what. When I had my first five-figure month, it was really nice. It was like, oh, like I had done that in my decking business. Online, it was like holy shit, this is real. But when I had my first five-figure week, which is something I never thought would ever be possible, it changed my life to what was possible. And it's possible for anyone. I have no...
Five-figure week.
I have no college degree. I've got a wife and 2 kids. I don't live in a mansion. I still have a 2010, I think, my truck. Like, I don't have a nice truck. Like, I don't care about buying, like, expensive things. But, you know, if you've ever thought of, maybe you've never had a $10,000 month. I'm telling you right now, when you put in the work and you learn the right skills and you have a good mentor, you can do anything, because if we can do it, then you can do it, right? And having a $10,000 week will change your life. I promise you.
And you're probably going to stop paying money after that, too. But, ooh, this isn't evil. This is kind of fun.
Oh, what do you know? Now I can pay all my bills and put some money away for my kids, and I can give some back to charity, right? Like, we donate to Cancer Society or the Children's Cancer Society every month. We were able to donate $1,000 to my kids' program for the football program so they can get new helmets. One of my big goals is to, like, literally redo the entire field up at my old high school. Like, I want it so bad. And I can see it. I want to see Friday Night Lights shit up there, like a turf field. And I already know what the dollar figure, and it's massive, but I'm going to make it happen.
Okay, you put, like, Adam Charon marketing down there. because advertising, baby.
Yeah, it'll be something like small town design, you know, change your water, change your letter.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be something cool. But, yeah, that's one of my goals. That, like, I love to give giving back. I want to give back to other people, and, you know, I didn't grow up with much, so, you know, there was always food on the table, and we were always happy, and always had a place to sleep and all the good things, but at the same time, like, we were never well off. And again, no college education. It's just, I was just willing to work for it, and I was not going to allow that little voice inside my head to talk me out of it or other people's opinions.
And I knew I could do this just because I work hard.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm a hard worker, I can do this.
Do I donate machines? I've donated 3 machines, yes.
Alright, we're at 47 minutes, so YouTubers, like, subscribe, and comment. Thanks for tuning in. Everybody, should we end this on a high note here?
Yeah, well, is there any questions anyone has? Before we jump off quick?
Peace out, YouTube. Thanks for
YouTube
tuning in.
YouTube can say goodbye. You guys have any questions? Now's the time.
And as always, in the replays, or right now, or later, send a message. Send a message to him, to me, whoever you want. We're here.
Yep.
It's what we do. I don't think so.
I think we're good.
Have a good night, everybody.
Take care. Till next time.